touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
The Chiefs go to a knee, and that is going to do it in one of the great victories in the regular season in Kansas City Chiefs history. Kyle Orton at quarterback. Heroic plays by Tom Bahali with a Pro Bowl-style performance as well as Derek Johnson. And Kansas City celebrates. They have broken perfection, and Green Bay goes down in a sea of red as Arrowhead Magic strikes again. The final score, Kansas City 19, the Green Bay Packers 14.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Check them out at MidwestFordDealers.com, Ford Drive 1. We are at the historic president in the equally historic Drum Room in the Hotel President, the Power and Light District, downtown Kansas City. This is a part of Kansas City history. The Sinatra table to my right in the corner with a Rat Pack used to hang out in Sinatra Hill Court when he would come and perform at Municipal Auditorium. This is a festive evening, ladies and gentlemen, in a great locale because this score just in. Can anybody tell me how many straight wins the Packers had before yesterday's game? 19. And the Chiefs scored 19 points. Final score, Chiefs 19, the previously unbeaten Superman Packers 14, ladies and gentlemen. And what an incredible afternoon for the Kansas City Chiefs. We have got a great crew here, a great crowd on hand tonight. As Big Daddy Lake Rat is leading the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats, we've got the Princess Lake Rat. I think Little Princess is here somewhere. The Red Hots are here. Genie in a Bottle is here. Casey Chef is here. Super Chief is here. Armed Force is here. Fireman Dude, Fireman Hat, Mac Daddy is here tonight. Arrowman is here tonight. Among the Geeks, the famous Arrowman, Autograph Geek, also known as Sling Blade Geek. Yellow Fro Man is here tonight as well. Betsy the Brain, Snowstorm Sandy, one of the former Chiefs Kingdom homecoming queens. Susie Bling Bling, the reigning homecoming queen here of the kingdom. Kent the Cake Maker can pack those cakes. And also here tonight is the Savage, all the way from Savannah. The Red Coaters are here tonight and well represented. And Queen Brenda's here, another former homecoming queen as well tonight. The Scuba Team, the official Chiefs Kingdom Scuba Team, is here tonight, just off their dive, representing the Chiefs Kingdom. As we got a great crowd tonight, plus the Metcalf Bank Geeks are here in their suite. Of course, Metcalf Bank is your home for Chiefs checking. An incredible, and Santa Claus is here tonight, also known as Buckeye Paul. But Santa's here tonight bringing playoff gifts for everybody. Interesting how that'll work. But the Chiefs are in the hunt, ladies and gentlemen, in the hunt. Because nobody on the planet gave the Chiefs a chance yesterday to beat the Green Bay Packers, who had not trailed in the fourth quarter for 19 straight games. They had not trailed by more than 7 points in over 2 years. That all came to a crashing halt yesterday as the Chiefs gave Superman and his friends a kryptonite sandwich with 4 sacks in that game. Incredible performance, and our guest tonight, later in the show, Ryan Suckup, ladies and gentlemen, Chiefs kicker. 21 straight field goals. The Chiefs record is 22. And our guest tonight here at the Hotel President on the Chiefs Kingdom, his 21 straight field goals is the longest current streak right now by any kicker in the National Football League. He's here tonight, and he's with us leading the way. Yesterday, for the Chiefs to do the improbable, to beat the Green Bay Packers, to hold Aaron Rodgers to no points in the first half, to hold him to his worst passing total all year long. The Chiefs have only allowed one 300-yard passer all year, and that was Rivers, and he lost the game on Monday Night Football. It was a classic case because the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. And the hammer brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware, where you can find craftsman tools throughout the entire Chiefs Kingdom and all kinds of hammers. Of course, our Chiefs Kingdom relics here tonight, the Book of Sealed Signatures found in the ruins on an archaeological dig. We will open this Book of Sealed Signatures signed by the best Chiefs fans of all time, and it looked the darkest when the Chiefs win a postseason game, and won't that be a glorious night? So, also, they brought us gifts tonight. The Red Hots have this thing that they brought, and the Stress football given by the Chiefs geeks. So, this week, it's also, before we go to break and hear from Romeo Crennel, it's also Raiders week, and it's a huge game on the line for both teams, and we haven't beat the Raiders since 2006 at Arrowhead. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. When we come back, we will hear from head coach Romeo Crennel after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Yankee battle tailback, fullback McClain, back hip position, goes in motion to the right. Tackle over tackle right. Orton, handoff battle behind the right side, dives into the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City, and Jackie Battle gargles in the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from the Hotel President Drum Room in the famous hotel, one of the real landmarks of downtown Kansas City, and just place just reeks of history. It's a great place to have a party. You want to get a little night away and stay here. Philip Strnad is the manager and does an outstanding job. A piece of history here tonight for the Chiefs Kingdom on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show. It was also a piece of history yesterday because that was one of the biggest upsets, one of the most remarkable games in Kansas City Chiefs regular season history. And tonight we are joined live from One Arrowhead Drive as he prepares during Raiders Week. Give a huge round of applause to Romeo Crennel, who engineered that win yesterday over the Green Bay Packers. And Romeo, congratulations. One of these times when you're not working on a short week, we're going to get you to the show because they want to see you here. And first of all, congratulations on a fabulous effort yesterday and your entire roster and your coaching staff.
Hey, thanks, Mitch. The players, they did a great job of preparing for the game. They did a great job playing the game. They executed the game plan, it couldn't have been any better. It was a great feeling to get that victory in front of our home crowd, and so we are excited about that. We're trying to put it behind us and get ready for the Raiders because this is a big one as well. But yesterday was sweet.
Well, when you get here, you'll see all these great fans. Cindy Lou Who is here, the Ipswich Angels here, the Purple Panther, and others. So they love that win yesterday over the Green Bay Packers. Let me give you credit, though. Let me give Romeo credit. And I know you're a humble guy, but the 96 hours that you spent getting that team ready for that game, even over that, but during the week, even late in the week, you said, listen, it's a football game, and maybe we'll shock the world. Maybe we'll control the ball. Maybe we'll put pressure on the quarterback, and maybe we'll shock the world. Romeo, you had the ball yesterday for over 36 minutes against a team that won 19 straight games. What about your ability to control the game in that aspect?
Well, you know, a lot of credit goes to the offensive staff and Bill Muir, who called the game. We were able to run it. He mixed in the play-action passes, and, you know, we had some bootlegs, some screens, and then we were able to throw the ball down the field some. You know, Kyle came in and did a nice job of running the offense. And so when you put it all together, you know, all of those things combined helped us control the ball the way we did. You know, and Kyle was able to spread the ball around to a lot of different guys. And when you do that as a quarterback, what that does is that keeps all the players involved in the game, and so they're always on edge, and they know that there's always a possibility that they could get the ball, and so it worked out very well for us.
Again, 10 different receivers caught passes yesterday. Eight had at least a catch of 10 yards or more. I want to ask you, too, when I watched the tape today, Romeo, about the offensive line and the way that it seemed like the energy surge went through those guys yesterday. What about the performance from left tackle to right tackle and your tight ends?
Well, they all did a very nice job, and we had talked to those guys during the week about winning the one-on-one battles, because there are a lot of one-on-one battles that you have to fight in a game, and we wanted to try to win those. And in the running game, a lot of times that's what it is. It's the offensive line and the tight ends. Those are the guys who have to block, get some movement at the line of scrimmage so that those running backs can find a seam and see a little daylight so that they can explode through it. And we were able to create some of those seams and give them a little daylight. They ran very hard, and that helped us run that football.
Let me ask you about the defense. It was incredible yesterday. That is one of the best offensive teams in the National Football League of all time, dating back to 1921, and yet you held them to their worst performance statistically of the year. Overall, how did you do that? How did you pull that off?
Well, I think that our defense, you know, during the course of the year, they've gotten up for the good teams. And as you look at it, they play very hard against those guys. And so I knew that we're going to play hard versus the Packers because they are a good team. And then we felt like with Aaron, we had to mix things up on him. We just couldn't let him see the same thing all the time. And we couldn't let him sit in the pocket because we felt like he'd pick us apart. So we changed the look up on him. We gave him some different coverages. And then our rushers rushed aggressively, and we were able to get him off the spot and try to force him to make some perfect throws. Not good throws, but perfect throws. And that was tough. They had a rough time doing that. And so I'm kudos to our defensive players as well.
All three levels, I mean, front to back. And the guys that got the pressure, you got four sacks, but you got five other quarterback hurries, and that was the press box stat, so it might be better once you guys broke it down. But Tom Bahali yesterday could not be blocked. What about the effort by Tomba? His three sacks should have been a safety because he got held in the end zone, but that's just me. You didn't say it. I did. But anyway, what about Tomba and his performance?
Well, Tomba is very consistent with his performance as far as rushing the passer goes. He's been doing it all year, and he is like that Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, even though a lot of times he's going against those bigger offensive linemen, and they do happen to get their arm around his neck sometimes. But he will not let that stop him. He doesn't complain. He just keeps going after the quarterback. And when you do that, you can wear those offensive linemen down. And I think that we saw that Sunday. He got a sack early in the game, but then in the late part of the game, he wore him down, and he was all over Aaron.
Alan Bailey gets his first career sack yesterday and nearly decapitates Rodgers. What about the other guys and your younger guys? Bailey, Houston, Tyson Jackson will be on the show next week. But your upfront younger guys, how much are they emerging?
Well, they are making progress, and they begin to come into their own a little bit. I think they're beginning to understand what it takes to play in the NFL. They're beginning to understand our system. They're beginning to understand opponent offenses. So that allows them to put themselves in position to make plays. You know, Justin Houston has come on lately, and he's been able to get some pressure on the quarterback. Sheffield got in last Sunday, and he was able to play a little bit, even though he didn't have a major impact. But just having him out there in a personnel group gave Rodgers something else to think about. So they are getting better, and they're making progress, and hopefully that progress will continue.
Another individual I want to ask you about is Derek Johnson. He is on the cusp of setting the all-time single-season Chiefs tackle record. What about him and what he's been able to do for your defense, not just yesterday, but all year?
Well, he's on the field every defensive snap. You know, he plays them all, and a lot of credit to him. He has a knack for the football. He understands the offense and the opponent. He can take on guards. He can dodge guards. He can cover backs. He can cover tight ends. And he has a passion about the game and about the job that he has to do. And that's why he's in on so many plays. And I'm glad he's on my team.
I almost hate to ask it last or near the end of our discussion because it's so important, and that's special teams. Our guest tonight is Ryan Suckup. He's hit 21 straight field goals, but he hit one yesterday I want to ask you about for sure. The 46-yarder, Green Bay had the lead, and he nails a 46-yarder to put it up to 9-7. That kind of switched the momentum and psychology of that game back to Kansas City. I'm going to start and ask you about Ryan.
You know what? It really did switch the game positioning and what we were able to do versus what they needed to do. And if I'm correct, I believe that field goal was that high snap that got down a little late, but he decided to kick it anyway, and it went through, and that helped us tremendously. A pro kicker, that's what he does. He makes those tough kicks, and Ryan is certainly a pro.
21 in a row for Suckup. The Chiefs record is 22. Hopefully a game winner this week. It can out Seabass. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. But your coverage units, too. The Cobb kid has had a punt return, kickoff return for a touchdown. How good was your punter, Dustin Colquitt, and your coverage guys yesterday?
Well, they were very good. Particularly Jaleel Brown, number 30, is another one of those young guys who's beginning to come around. You know, he had an opportunity to make two tackles around the 10-yard line on kickoff coverage. He made one, and he missed the second one, but he helped contain Cobb. You know, Cobb is a dangerous receiver, and the kickers did a nice job of putting the ball into the end zone or kicking it deep. The punter did a nice job of punting so that he could not get started on punt returns. So, all of those guys were focused. They were into their lanes. They kept leverage on the returner, and so that enabled us to control that guy.
Okay, we're going to flip the page, and I know you already have, so this group's ready to beat these guys, but it's a Kingdom tradition because the Raiders are coming to town. Arrow Man is here. He's got the Raiders hat full of arrows. It's time to put the hammer down. Maybe brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. They got plenty of hammers and craftsman tools. But what about it being Raiders week because there's a chance to make the postseason, and what about playing the Raiders this week?
Well, first of all, we're glad we have them at home. We get a chance to play them in front of our crowd. That sea of red should be out there, and I'm looking forward to that. But it's a big rivalry. And the Raiders, you know, we got them the last time out there at their place, so they're going to be ready for us, and they will remember last year when they came in here and beat us last year. And I reminded the players today that occurred. And so we cannot leave a stone unturned. We have to do everything we can to get ready to play the best game of the year.
Well, your defense in that game had six picks and two pick sixes. And that was when Jeff George had just joined the team. I want to ask you about defending these guys, actually about the line of scrimmage too, because it seemed like against Green Bay, you have to defend the pass first and deal with the run. How much do you have to defend the run first against Oakland and deal with the pass?
Yeah, Oakland is going to run the ball. They have a big physical line. They will go put an extra lineman in at a tight end position to run it. You know, they'll give us some wildcat. Their backs run hard. And now with Carson Palmer, you know, in there, he is a good quarterback and he can throw it. And he's been throwing it up the field to those fast receivers that we have to cover. So we're going to have to do a good job of staying deep and not giving up the big play, and then we have to do a really good job of stopping the run.
One final question, Romeo, then we'll send you back to work. But how was the energy today among the guys? You had team meeting today, the first day of getting ready for the Raiders. What was the energy like throughout that building?
Well, it was good energy. They feel good about themselves after they win. But I had to bring them down to size a little bit. I had to say, let's put this last one behind us. It's over with. We got the Raiders coming to town on a short week, so let's get ready to go.
Romeo, thank you for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Romeo Crennel, engineering, along with the staff and that roster, yesterday's win over the Green Bay Packers. Thank you, Romeo. Good evening.
All right, man. Just take care.
Romeo Crennel of the Chiefs. When we come back, Ryan Suckup is having a fantastic year for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll be back with Ryan Succop after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
.350 to go, third quarter. High snap, placement down. Succop, a low line drive kick, and it is good. He still got it over the crossbar, and Succop gets Kansas City the lead on a 46-yard line drive shot.
That was the big kick, and it was our Time Warner Cable turning point play of the game because it gave the Chiefs a regain lead. We just talked about it with Romeo Crennel. It was such a huge mental moment to put doubt in the Packers' mind and to give the Chiefs some confidence, and he has had a terrific year. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by the Midwest Ford Dealers. Remember, Ford, drive one. We're at the historic Hotel President, one of my favorite places, the Drum Room in the President. This is a fabulous locale. So much history in this place and really a part of Kansas City, both past and present, because we're right on the cusp of the Power and Light District. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, when we got him as Mr. Irrelevant, everybody thought, well, who is this guy? This year, he has kicked 21 consecutive made field goals. We beat the Minnesota Vikings when he made 5 field goals. He has the game winner against the San Diego Chargers on Monday Night Football in overtime. And yesterday, we beat the Green Bay Packers, who had won 19 straight games, when this young man nailed 4 field goals. Please welcome Ryan Succop.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You picked the right night to come to the kingdom, man.
I tell you what, Mitch, you always have a way of scheduling this thing just right.
Just for you, man.
This is a treat.
It's also called Kingdom Karma, and we will give you some more karma now.
Hey, I like it.
Because we got our karma thing that the Red Hots provided for us. So let's talk about yesterday and just that incredible performance and what that sideline was like from start to finish.
Well, I mean, to start, obviously, yesterday was unbelievable. We were talking earlier before the show, and it really was one of the most enjoyable games I've ever been a part of. It was just so fun being in that game and, getting to fuel, feed off the energy from the fans and, just to go out and play the way we did. I mean, we played inspired football, and to be a part of it was amazing.
Did you sense anything early on in that game you knew that this could be our day?
Well, I tell you what, we did. And I think, really our first couple of possessions is we went out there and, it seemed like we converted a couple big third downs. And we just moved the ball really well all day on offense. And obviously our defense played unbelievable. And, you could just kind of tell in that first quarter the way the game was going. I remember looking over at Dustin and Thomas and being like, I think we're going to win this game. And they were, everyone believed, and that was huge.
I want to ask you about the week because it was such an atypical week. Mm-hmm. And anytime anybody loses their job, we talked about that was last week's show, you feel for Todd and Chrissy and the family. Mm-hmm. But I was so impressed with the way Romeo Crennel handled the week. From the first second he got the baton, what was the week like?
Well, you know what? For me, that was the first time I've ever been in a situation like that. Obviously we've had some veteran guys that have been in similar situations before. And so I didn't really know what to expect, but I think I speak for, the majority of the guys on the team when I say this, after the first meeting, I think everybody felt really comfortable with Romeo. And obviously, he has a lot of experience and he's been, a head coach in the NFL before. He's had a lot of success. And so, guys obviously had a lot of faith in him and trusted him. And, we were able to just stick together as a team and not let any of the outside distractions that could have become distractions get to us. And, we just kept it within ourselves and were able to really go out and focus all week. It seemed like at practice that we had 3 great practices last week. And it just seemed like there was great focus all week. And it really, really translated into a great game on Sunday.
Sure was. I'm going to tell you what. 4 field goals, but let me ask you about the 46-yarder that we just heard, because that took it from 7-6 Packers to 9-7 Chiefs. Go through that sequence, snap, hold, kick.
Yeah, well, Coach Hoffman came over to me on the sideline as we were driving down, because the wind really started to pick up, especially as the game went on yesterday. Third, fourth quarter, it was whipping. And so we knew we had to get I think it was going to be like a 53 or 54 yarder. And if I remember correctly, I believe it was LaRon McClain got us the extra yards to really give us a chance to attempt a field goal. And so that was huge just in and of itself, you know, the offense getting us in position and, you know, was able to go out and, you know, Thomas and Dustin, those guys do such a great job for me, and the line does a great job blocking. It's really a group effort. It's not certainly not just an individual out there. You know, it's a team effort, and you know, Dustin did a great job getting the ball down, and fortunately, I was able to swing through it and knock it through, and that was exciting because we needed it.
That field goal was huge to get the 46-yarder to take the lead. And Romeo talked about high snaps and Dustin pulling them down, but Gaff's been really good. Mm-hmm. But what about you and Gafford and Colquitt mm-hmm. and this little fraternity you've got, and how much is that a part of your success?
Yeah, it's huge. And I'm really blessed the 3 years that I've been here to get to work with those guys because, you know, not only do they do a great job when it comes to, you know, snapping and holding and obviously punting, you know, I think they're the best in the business. And to be able to be a part of that is awesome. But, you know, more importantly than that, you know, just the friendship and the bond that we've been able to form these last 3 years. And, yeah, I mean, just this morning, for example, you know, Thomas and I are waking up at, you know, 4:30 to go duck hunting. And, you know, we're getting in the blind. We're hanging out and having a good time. And, you know, a lot of times Dustin's right along with us. So, you know, we have a lot of fun together. And I think that really helps when, you know, when you just have that just that good chemistry and that friendship. Because I think that's something that kind of carries over from – you know, outside of football, and I think it really carries over to game day because, you know, we're loose, we're able to be relaxed, just be ourselves around each other, and I think that really helps us to go out and do our jobs well.
Those three being that close and working together is huge. Did you knock down any birds out there this morning?
Yeah, we did. We missed a few too, Mitch. I tell you, it was –
Well, you've hit 21 in a row.
Ducks. My duck hunting needs a little work. But, no, we did. We had a good hunt and had a lot of fun. So
your wife is here, a gorgeous lady, great gal. Mm-hmm. Did Paige go with you hunting this morning?
No, I was trying to get her to go. And, you know, I get her out there every now and again. But 4:30 came a little early this morning, Mitch.
So, you know, he's a South Carolina Gamecock. Paige is too, but she grew up around Clemson. Did she ever rub the rock?
No, I tell you what, far from it. You know, her family, you know, her granddad played football in South Carolina. Both her parents went to South Carolina. So they're about as far from Clemson as you can get.
So, you know, Clemson always rubs this rock. If you don't rub the rock, you're not Clemson. All right, anyway, we'll move on. Because you kicking a 46-yard field goal yesterday to take a 9-7 lead, it's part of the kingdom, buddy.
Oh, I'm here.
Because that field goal, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. And let me say this, because I've said some kickers kick, other kickers compete. And the thing that makes you such a great pro, and you're a humble guy, but you seem to compete when you kick. You've hit some big-time competitive field goals.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I've obviously been very blessed to be put in some really good situations. And, you know, there is something, obviously, when it's a close game and, you know, there's just something about when your guys are out there fighting their tails off, you want to do your part. And that's – fortunately, I've been able to do that. And that's, you know, that's what we're here to do and, you know, want to continue doing that. So it's just – like I said, it's just a great team effort. And when you can contribute, it's awesome.
Well, you said you're blessed to have a good group of teammates and to be here. We are blessed to have you here. And aren't we glad we had that last pick in the seventh round? Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Suckup with us. We'll come back. We'll find out some more about this kicker from Hickory, North Carolina, because it is Raiders week, and we got to get it going. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Gafford will snap it. Colquitt looks, waiting for the sign from Suckup. He's ready. Placement is down. Suckup's kick. It is up. It's good! It's good! Kansas City with some Arrowhead magic on Monday Night Football on Halloween!
Down go the Chargers on Halloween night. See ya, Phillip Rivers, as Ryan Suckup with another game-winning field goal. Again, we're at the Hotel President tonight, and this is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Check them out at MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1. Want to give a shout-out to Nancy tonight. I know Susie Bling Bling from Savannah, Sister Nancy struggling in St. Joe, and listening to us tonight, so I want to give a shout-out. So many great fans out here tonight. People drive a long way. Casey Sheff is here. He drives a long way. Folks from Topeka coming over. We're at the Hotel President. This is a great place to stay or have dinner here at the Drum Room. Again, the Sinatra table over to our right. Just this place is just full of history. Also, we want to mention our St. Luke's Injury Report brought to you by the St. Luke's Health System. This is Drake, always reminds me of that. Drake works very hard to make this show happen. Yesterday, John McGraw didn't play. Hopefully, we'll get him back this week. And the Raiders, of course, Darren McFadden, their great running back, injured by the Chiefs in late October with a foot injury early in that game. At some point, he's going to return, I think, at some point. Who knows? But anyway, they also were missing Jacoby Ford yesterday. And somebody else I thought they were missing. Yeah, Michael Huff, their safety's been out for a while. But it's a special week because it is Raiders Week. You got it. And the Chiefs are in the playoff hunt. Now, let me ask you about Raiders Week, Ryan Succop, because Seabass, he's another one that competes. And he bangs home them 59-yard field goals. How you gonna out Seabass?
Yeah, he's kind of good, isn't he, Mitch?
He's pretty good. Yeah. I'm gonna pay for his retirement party. I do know that.
Well, that would be a good idea. No, obviously Sebastian is a great kicker. He's I think he's the only guy ever to be drafted in the first round as a kicker, and well deservedly so. He's had a great career in Oakland, and the times I've seen him play, he's just been able to hit some unbelievable kicks. He crushes his field goals, hits his kickoffs really well, and we're going to have a big challenge this week because I know that all the guys on special teams here with the Chiefs, we take pride in we always want to outplay the other team's special teams unit. We want to give our team an advantage, and that's something that we've got to take a lot of pride in. And hopefully we can just go out and do our jobs and not get caught up in trying to necessarily outkick a guy or whatever, but just do your job and then let's let the chips fall where they may.
Well, the Red Hots have started a new kingdom tradition here because it is the Karma Red Hot mallet thing on you. But you kick a field goal, it would be 22 straight. That would tie Pete Stojanovic's all-time Chiefs record. And we're thinking game winner this week maybe. A lot of times I'll come up to you and say game winner.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it right now on Monday night, game winner this week to beat the Raiders.
Well, I hope you're right. I know you've called a few of them. So, we'll see. That would be an unbelievable win for us.
Well, hopefully, you can out Seabass. Now, Ryan, you do so many things off the field, and I mentioned your beautiful wife, and she's such a sweetie, and involved in the Chiefs Wives Organization. I know tomorrow you're going to be at the VA here, and I love the way that this franchise embraces our veterans, and you're going to be involved tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about that too. That's a kind of a neat deal as a player. A lot of times when you go do stuff like that, to get to go see the veterans, they think it's neat for the veterans. Well, it's really pretty neat for the players because that's an opportunity that we get to go meet people that have helped us tremendously. And obviously we're all proud to be a part of this country, and we appreciate what they've done for us. And it's a neat experience that the guys are really excited about.
Are you going to get your duck hunting in tomorrow, too?
We are planning to go, Mitch.
You are going to go. So you're going to duck hunt at what, 3:30 this time?
Yeah, it's going to be early, and then we're going to come back because I believe we go to the VA around 11, if I'm not mistaken. So.
And who's going to the VA with you?
Back. I think it's the quarterbacks and the kickers. So Thomas, Dustin, and I, and obviously the quarterbacks.
That'll be great.
Yep.
And, again, this franchise does so much through the VFW and the VFW Foundation, the Return the Favor program. You can go online and check it out, but it's actually to help the Return the Favor program help those that are kind of left behind, those families that are here that their loved ones are deployed. They need lots of help, and the Chiefs are center stage in that. And I know you and I have both been on base visits. It just puts things in perspective. When you see those families, they make a sacrifice as well.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, like I said, we're so appreciative of all that they do for us. And, anything that we can do, obviously it's – what we do is nothing compared to what they do for us and for our country. And anytime you have an opportunity to give back, you definitely want to jump on board.
And you may or may not know, he's the best golfer on the Chiefs roster. what's your handicap right now?
You know what? This past offseason was actually probably the best golf I've played in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, there was the lockout.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything.
Yeah, it was great. I was, you know, I had several rounds under par, which was exciting. It was good to get back and be competitive again. So, yeah, I actually got to play. I'm good friends with a lot of guys on the South Carolina golf team that, you know, they were a year or two younger than I was when I was in college. And so I actually played with them a lot this summer. I mean, this spring and summer. And you better believe that I rubbed it in the few times I was lucky enough to beat some of those guys. So that was fun.
If you need a scramble partner in your off-season fundraiser, just give Ryan a call for a hefty donation to his charities, I might say. Now, do you take Paige out golfing with you?
Paige and I have gone golfing, I think, twice. But we go to the driving range a lot. Back in the off-season when we were back in South Carolina, there was a driving range a couple miles from the house. And it was one of those lighted driving ranges because it's too hot in Glenlea in the summertime. So we'd go out 8, 9 o'clock at night and, you know, bang away a few golf balls, so it was fun.
I was gonna say, if you don't take her duck hunting, you're not gonna take her golfing. What do you guys do anything?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. She comes to the range with
a couple
me,
times. So, okay, yeah. Good. It's a good wife. That's right. Real romantic. Go out and hit to the driving range.
I'm a charmer, Mitch. Yeah, I'm a charmer. You know,
yeah, you're a charmer. All right. If you had to make a Chiefs golf team,
yeah,
4 guys,
yeah,
who would it be?
Well, you know what? This is interesting because I've actually gotten to talk with Kyle Orton over the last couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And I'm really excited about this because we haven't had very many guys on the team that play golf. So the last couple of off seasons, of course, Tyler Palko plays. So he's one. I would take him. And talking with Kyle, you know, he's a pretty good golfer apparently. And so, and same thing, I think he played a lot of golf this off season. And so I'd have to take Kyle too. And then let's see.
Glenn Dorsey?
Yeah. Hey,
Derek Johnson.
Why not? I'm in. You named it. So it's
Tyson Kyle, Jackson. He's next week's guest.
Kyle, me, Tyler. Let's go with Tyson.
You know, Let's go with Tyson. We'll ask him next week.
Let's go with the big guy. You know,
let's do it.
Hey,
let the big dog eat.
Let it eat.
Yeah, let it eat, man.
Chicks dig the long ball, Mitch. You know?
Just get up there and let her fly,
that's
buddy.
Right. That's
grip
right.
it and rip it.
That's right.
Ryan Suckup, a fabulous athlete. We're going to be back to wrap things up. We got to put the hammer down one more time and see what Ryan's key will be in beating the Raiders, because it is Raiders week. We'll be back with our final portion of the show here at the Drum Room Hotel President after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Let's see if the Chiefs do indeed try a field goal from 53. Snap is down. Suckup's going to give it a shot. Line drive, spinning kick. It is up. It's good. Suckup nails it and ties his career high with a 54-yard field goal, his 17th in a row, and now ties Nick Lowry for second in Chiefs history on 50-yard field goals in a single season.
Yeah, heck yeah. But he could tie number one if he gets a 50-yard field goal this week in the battle of him versus Seabass, as this is a big week because it's Raiders week. What was team meeting like today? Because the playoffs, they're right there. The season has been so crazy. I mean, the craziest season I've ever been a part of, and yet there's a chance to make the postseason.
Right, and I'll start with the team meeting today. Obviously, was a lot of fun. The guys were really enthused about how we played this weekend, and we enjoyed it for the first, you know, 15 minutes or so, and then we kind of got on to what we got to do this week. So, you know, I think Romeo said it several times that now we've put this one behind us and we're focused on playing the Raiders. So that's huge, and obviously the opportunity to you know, still get into the postseason is awesome. And, you know, we're really excited about that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can win our last two games and have a little bit of help, and we'll be playing late in January.
Yeah. One thing we've overlooked, absolutely. One thing we've overlooked is his ability to kick touchbacks this year. You're right around 70-plus, but 72, 73. The cold weather's, you know, messed that up a little bit. But, I mean, Jacoby Ford's, I don't know if he's going to be healthy or not, but he ran the distance last year in Oakland, mm-hmm. which changed that game. Mm-hmm. What about kickoffs this week?
Yeah, that's going to be huge. And, you know, hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll be able to hit touchbacks, because obviously that's a big deal, especially when you're going up against somebody like, you know, like Jacoby Ford. He's a talented fast returner and
from Clemson.
Yeah, from Clemson. So it's we definitely want to shut him down, and that would be huge for our team if we're able to do that.
Well, I think you and I agree. A key on the game against to beat the Oakland Raiders will be to
Put the hammer down, baby.
Go to Westlake Ace Hardware, Craftsman Tools, and all kinds of hammers. Ryan, it's been great to have you with us tonight, and we are blessed to have you on this team, brother.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you. Ryan Succop, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, it is on Tuesday night. Tuesday night. The show on Tuesday night at Bleachers in Lee's Summit. Tyson Jackson makes his first ever appearance. Thanks for joining us on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
City.
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. We'll be right back.